Off the Ball.
GAA.
And even in the start of the first half, I was actually close enough to him when the game was going on and things weren't going well for Roscommon, and he was still the same. Like, you wouldn't even know if they're winning or losing. That's kind of the way he is, and he kind of projects that to the dressing room as well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, the Lilywhites stun the champions, Bows gain ground, Shells get first Dublin win of the year, and the FAI Cup is back. But first, Shelburne picked up their first Dublin win of the year with a 1-0 win over St Patrick's Athletic. It was a closely fought encounter at Richmond Park, but it was super sub Daniel Kelly who broke the deadlock late on with a well-worked counter-attack. Sean Hoare was sent off for the Saints after picking up a second yellow card near the end of stoppage time, which preceded Luke Turner hitting the bar and almost getting a point for his side. But it was the Reds who held on. Following the match, Shells fans presented their players with a banner paying tribute to Captain Paddy Barrett's mother, who sadly passed away during the week. Manager Joey O'Brien spoke to LOI TV following full-time about the gesture.
We were down there at the funeral and to support Pat and his family. And listen, we touched on it in there before the game. Here at times of heartbreak and all that, sometimes football gives you a little bit of relief, and I'm sure he watched it and I'm sure his family watched it, and listen, our thoughts and our prayers are with his family at this real difficult time, and hopefully that 1-0 sort of put a smile on their face for a half an hour or so.
Shells now sit in 5th on 21 points, while Pat stay in 2nd still does 3 points behind leader Shamrock Rovers. Meanwhile, it was Bohemians who gained the most out of last night as they powered on to pick up an impressive 2-1 win over Drogheda United. Second half goals from Dale Rooney and Patrick Hickey allowed the hosts to cruise to a win, with Drogheda only putting the pressure late on with a Thomas Alua goal. Bows are still in 3rd now, only 3 points off St Pat's and 6 points off rival Shamrock Rovers, while the Boyne side has slipped down to 7th on 17 points, just 3 behind 9th place Sligo Rovers. It was a first of many's at Oriel Park last night, a first win in 5 for Kieran Cuduff's Dundalk as they picked off league leaders Shamrock Rovers with a 1-0 win. And it was a first visit back to the ground for former manager Vinnie Perth, who was alongside Ben Symes, who also made his LOI commentary debut last night. Vinny had this to say after full time.
Yeah, really great night for Dundalk. It's a great old stadium, as I mentioned a few times. It's not the prettiest cup of tea you'll ever see, but it's a good one. It was a really good game, entertaining, lots of oohs and ahs. Rovers will feel really hard done by because the brilliance of the goalkeeper of Enda Manoa. But he was the difference maker in that last 5-10 minutes. But Dundalk were very good at times. Rovers really unlucky tonight, off the level in the first half, got on second half. But it was a great game. It's what League of Ireland is all about. Rovers can breathe a sigh of relief because Pats weren't good enough tonight. But it's about Dundalk. Brilliant for them, brilliant for Dundalk to keep doing that magic. They're a joy to watch at times. But tell you what, Enda Manoa has earned his team 3 points. Take nothing. And that's me forgetting that wonder goal there. What a goal we witnessed tonight.
The only goal of the game came late on as Darrell Horgan picked out a lone Tyreek Wilson, who caught the ball on the volley at the edge of the 6-yard box and rifled it into the net past Ed McGinty. But it was the other Wilson brother who got sent off after receiving a second yellow card after committing a foul on the edge of the box. However, the hero of the night was Dundalk keeper Enda Manoa, who kept out the reigning champions all night. Manager Kieran Cuduff spoke to Ben Symes about how essential the keeper was in their win and an incident at the end of the match.
Listen, I suppose I thanked and praised every one of them individually. Enda's probably going to get a special one. In the most bizarre circumstances after the goal, Enda's dad's a photographer, and I went to kick a ball and I'm pretty certain I broke his camera. So yeah, it's a mixed emotion night for the Minogue family, I suppose. But no, look, it was Enda's been was spectacular tonight. Those saves, we did speak about before the game when you're having your word with him, that you knew he was going to have to make saves. We knew he was going to be busy. He was at the tail end of the game, but key moments win games, and obviously Tyreek's has won and Enda's had a couple as well. So it's a big night for big players.
Shamrock Rovers still stay top on 34 points, while Dundalk stay in 4th on 25 points, just 3 off 3rd place Bows. Derry City denied a first win for Waterford after they equalised late on to get a 2-2 draw at the RSC. The Candy Tries went 1-0 up midway through the first half through Kevin Dos Santos, but the Blues stayed strong, and in the second half, Tommy Lonergan converted a penalty and Kevin Long picked up a second, giving them a taste of 3 points. But it wasn't to be for Graeme Coughlin's side as Henry Ryler headed the ball into the net in the 95th minute, sharing the points for both sides. Graeme Coughlin spoke to LOI TV after the match following the heartbreaking finish for his side.
The lads were absolutely outstanding to a man, each and every one of them. The energy levels, the intensity that they played with, the chances they created. We're arguing in the changing room whether the ball has crossed the line or not to go 3-1 up. But yeah, look, that's football. Sometimes football, you can't help but you can't help situations like that. 94th minute, 95th minute was it when they scored. They kept going, they kept persevering, Derry, and fair play to them, they got the equaliser. But I absolutely thought Ayr lads was outstanding. We were by far the better team.
Derry City are now in 6th on 20 points, one ahead of 7th place Drogheda, who have a game in hand, while Waterford are 9 points behind Sligo as they stay in 10th place. Tonight, it's the Connacht Derby as Sligo Rovers welcome Galway United to the Showgrounds. The Bitterhead come into the game after a well-earned draw with Shelburne, while Galway United put up a good fight in a 3-1 loss to Shamrock Rovers last week. Sligo manager John Russell spoke to club media during the week.
Yeah, it's been good weeks training. We're very consistent week to week. The lads got a day or two off after the three games in a week. Came in, been working hard, building towards this match, and it's a huge game. All our home games are important to us, but we need to perform against Galway, because the last time we didn't perform to our levels.
On Wednesday's LOI pod, Garrett McGlynn talked about this Galway side and how they can perform tonight.
But I think they can take great confidence that performance against Rovers on Friday night.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what it's all about. I mean, we've gone through all the teams. There's nobody, bar maybe Rovers and Pats, run away with this. There's all inconsistency. And when you are beaten, you've got to look at the performances. You've got to look at the defensive unit, the midfield, the attackers, how many chances you create. The league can be deceiving. It can be one or two moments within games that end up deciding it, whether it be a sending off, whether it be a tackle, whether it be a bit of brilliance. But having people like Conor McCormick about you, It just enables that sort of consistency that you need in League of Ireland. But listen, John's been around enough. He'll know what he's going to go up to when he goes up to Sligo. It's a massive match. I mean, if Sligo already won that, that would bring them above Galway. But likewise, if Galway had won that, that brings them right up into fifth, depending on results. So it's so tight there, bar Waterford. But Galway, they'll thrive on that. Obviously, the pitches will be a wee bit better now as well. So Sligo at home might be a bit of a different animal. But Galway have no bar. And listen, if Conor McCormick has to play centre-half, I was fortunate enough to play with Conor in 2016. No matter where he plays, he's probably the same height as me. If you put him in nets, he's going to play 8 out of 10. It does not matter. He's just that type of player, and you can't have too many of those type of people about you, and that's, as you say, why John has brought him about so much.
You can listen to the LOI pod for free in your O2 podcast feeds right now. That match kicks off at 7:45 tonight. In last night's First Division encounters, Cove Ramblers earned a 1-0 win over Athlone Town. Kerry picked up a 2-1 win over Wexford. Treaty United comfortably beat Finn Harps 3-0 thanks to 3 first half goals. And Bray Wanderers held on to beat UCD 4-3 in a thriller to gain ground on the students in second place. Tonight, league leaders Cork City take on Longford Town at Bishop's Court, hoping to gain a further advantage over UCD. That match starts at 7:30. The Women's Premier Division returns today, as at 3 o'clock, Cork City travel to DLR Waves as new manager Derek Coughlin takes the helm. Waterford hosts Sligo Rovers. It's a Dublin derby as Shamrock Rovers take on Bohemians at Tallaght Stadium. At 4 o'clock, Shelburne welcome league leaders Galway United to Tolka Park. And at 6 o'clock, Wexford host Piemont United, and Athlone Town face Treaty United. The FAI Cup has begun, with 24 non-league teams hoping to book their place in the second round. Bangor Celtic and Middleton have already qualified for the second round with wins over River Valley Rangers and Mayfield United respectively. Last night, St Mochta's won 4-3 away to Wayside Celtic. And today, Liffey Wanderers take on Ringman Rangers. Janesborough travel to Irishtown to play St Michael's. Singland Park in Limerick is the scene for the tie between Fairview Rangers and Tolka Rovers. Douglas Hall hosts Fannage United. UCC make the journey to Dublin to take on Lucan United. College Corinthians face Colester Donegarney. Balliol United take on Leicester Celtic. And Crumlin United welcomes Galway side Salt Hill Devon. There is one Premier Division fixture on Monday as Drogheda United travel to RSC to face Waterford in a matchup that was postponed due to heavy rain on the 10th of April. And next Friday in the Premier Division, Derry City welcome St Pat's to Celtic Park, Bowes travel west to face Galway United, Shelburne hope to pick up their first home win of the year as they host Waterford at Tolka Park. All three of those games kick off at 7:45. And at 8 o'clock, it's the Louth Derby as Drogheda United face Dundalk at Sullivan & Lamb Park, and leaders Shamrock Rovers host Sligo Rovers at Tallaght Stadium. And in the First Division, Athlone Town welcome leaders Cork City, Longford Town travel to Ballybuffet to take on Finn Harps, Kerry welcome Bray Wanderers, Treaty United face Cove Ramblers at Marketsfield, and UCD travel south to take on Wexford. All five of those matches kick off at 7:45. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland on Off The Ball. Been in the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dole, Vinnie Firth and Garrett McGlynn. LOI Late Night with Ben Syme, Shane Keegan and you, the fans. Our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments on Across Off The Ball and OTV Breakfast. We'll be back next week with a double header. Take care.
League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.